Hello and welcome to Whence Came You, a Freemasonic podcast featuring research papers and discussions related to Freemasonry. I'm your host, Robert Johnson, a York Rite Mason and Knight Templar. So time for the news and announcements. I'd like to announce that the podcast is available now on Stitcher Radio. What is Stitcher Radio? Stitcher is a smart radio, on-demand news, talk, and more for your mobile phone and other mobile devices. It brings radio and podcast listeners somewhat of a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content that they might be interested in by delivering personalized audio streams on demand right to your smartphone. So, the latest episode is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no money or storage wasted. Available on your iPhone, iPad, Android phones, and beyond. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. It's free to listen on Stitcher, but I should also say that if you have bought the Whence Came You app, this is still the only way to get the bonus content like the papers we read and the mobile wallpapers and other things. Stitcher is basically a great way to listen to a personalized stream of your favorite shows, and if Whence Came You is one of them, then check it out. It's pretty cool. Tons of other big shot podcasters are on there as well, which is why I'm surprised they accepted my application, to be honest. But in any case, they did, so again, check it out. It's free and available on any mobile device. Visit our website, wcypodcast.blogspot.com, and get the link right at the top of the page. The first thing this week I'd like to read is a piece that I wrote recently, and amidst the intense political standoffs in Washington and elsewhere, I began to ponder many things. Could a Freemason be president today? In the chaos that ensues in Washington and all around the world around election time, there are feelings and ideas being challenged, debated, and argued. Freemasonry holds the idea that no two things separate men like religion and politics, and thus those topics are generally forbidden lodge. This paper does not seek to win the favor of the reader in a political party nor sway any opinion of the sort, but rather examine the idea that if a known Freemason ran for the presidency of the United States of America, would he win? The answer, I fear, is no. Why not? My first thought was that a Freemason could not secure the backing of any one religion, simply because Freemasons are open to all faiths, and thus do not subscribe to any one faith. I believe this would be one of the causes of votes being lost. For instance, and I am in no means purposely picking on them, but if the Catholic Church did not back the candidate because he was a Freemason, then logically the followers of Catholicism may not vote for that candidate in the same respect. I am equally as sure that the number of folks out there that think we are out to rule the world would make up at least a small percentage of the lost votes as well. I believe if a Freemason stood in front of the United States of America and said what he believes in, good and true Masonic ideas, he could win. But alas, that is assuming, of course, that the people vote for ideals and not for popularity. But being a Freemason in itself is unpopular with much of today's culture. The young know little about it, except for your vague and mysterious mention in a comic book, television show, or movie. The elderly certainly know of it, but are passing away. The average person just doesn't care. They seem so wrapped up in the day-to-day droll that they fail to realize that they're playing a game that doesn't matter. How did former Freemasons become presidents? Well, to make a long answer short, people cared about the right thing to do. And at those times, a Freemason was in the pool of eligible candidates. It just so happens that Freemasons are always in the business of doing the right things, the honorable things, and the hardest things. And in those days, that's what Americans wanted. Today is a different day. It is a race to collect the most money, and if they get enough, they can stand on the soapbox and spout their mighty plans and ideas. If those ideas resonate with the populace, then they gain ground on their opponent, forcing the other opponent to gain ground by dishonoring the other in a television commercial or social media campaign. The people are only concerned with themselves instead of their once mighty and world-respected country. One day, I hope to wake up in America, open my front door and look out onto my glistening green grass, hear my wooden sailboat wind chime, and take a good clean breath, bend over, pick up the newspaper, and see the face of a Freemason as president. The headlines would read, "The housing market matches the wage of the average American worker. Unemployment to a record low. We landed on the moon again. U.S. steel is in high demand. Tech giant to open a U.S. manufacturing plant." But until then, I'll open my front door, look out at my dehydrated lawn, and then over at my neighbor Gary's nuclear green chem lawn. take a hit off my inhaler, shake my head at the number of bank-owned property signs across the street, close the door, sit on the couch and eat my bologna sandwich while I read the news on my $900 Chinese-made iPad. Next, I wanted to tell you about an interesting organization. I'll introduce you to it, then I'll read the disclaimer, and then let you make up your own minds. It's interesting, to say the least. The Masonic Restoration Foundation, or the MRF. The MRF is not a Masonic lodge, order, conclave, encampment, or rite, nor will it ever attempt to charter, create, or establish lodges. In Masonry, only a Grand Lodge can charter a lodge. The MRF does not and will not claim Masonic authority over any Masonic body. It has no ritual, but upholds the highest ritual standards and presentations as legally prescribed by the adopted practices of regular Grand Lodges. Organization, mission, and goals. The Masonic Restoration Foundation, MRF, was organized to identify and distribute through its research the time-tested cultural and fraternal Masonic practices that have proven successful in North American, Central American, South American, and European Masonic experience. The focus of MRF is to identify the most successful lodge practices currently in place both in America and abroad, and promote the characteristics which from the best lodge meetings, fraternal, and social practices across the Masonic landscape. Our aim is to serve the initiatic needs of American males while preserving Freemasonry's landmarks and upholding its tradition as a transformative art. The MRF is a group of regular Freemasons who are devoted to the study and implementation of Masonic lodge and related social practices that focus on the psychology of being, which forms the basis for all Masonic teachings. The Foundation promotes those traditions in Freemasonry which are centered on the shared dialogue of men embracing the nature of God, self-improvement, and civic duty. We believe Masonry creates sacred places and social environs that foster harmonious, transforming, and fulfilling experiences for men and thus members of the Masonic fraternity. The MRF membership is restricted to Master Masons in good standing in a lodge chartered by a Grand Lodge that is a member of the Conference of Grand Masters of Masons in North America. The MRF has an annual membership meeting each year during the month of February in conjunction with the Allied Masonic Week held in Alexandria, Virginia. The MRF may hold additional meetings at various locations around the country. The mission of the MRF is to assist and support through education, communication, example, and coordination of efforts among lodges, grand lodges, individuals, and groups of Masons belonging to regularly and duly constituted lodges, the overall improvement and happiness of the individual Mason and his fraternal relationships. The goal of the Foundation is to cultivate and develop a culture of learning and growth within the American craft by encouraging and demonstrating quality programs, academic excellence, and social relevance within the Masonic community, thus restoring the dignity, efficacy, and integrity of Freemasonry to its historical and rightful place of honor and respect in society. MRF activities may only happen with the permission of a Grand Lodge. Lodges that support the MRF operate solely under the Grand Lodge in whose jurisdiction they are chartered and, as such, have an independent existence from the MRF. Lodges that support the mission, purposes, and goals of the MRF may be styled traditional observance lodges only in the sense that they practice aligned with the traditional practices of Freemasonry as listed in Section 2 of this manifesto. The MRF serves as a clearinghouse of best practices in Freemasonry. It supports, shares ideas and information, discusses Masonic topics, and conducts local, regional, and national Masonic education conferences upon request of members of lodges, and with permission of the Grand Lodge in which its events are held. The MRF is a nonprofit 501c3 educational foundation incorporated in the state of California. The mailing address is 5100 Celtic Drive, number 202, Alexandria, Virginia. You can check that website out if you like at traditionalobservance.com. I believe in their mission, it sounds pretty cool, to make sure that we stick to the traditions. I especially like that this organization supports the idea that you must return a third degree in order to hold a lodge office. This is the way it is in my home lodge as well.
Freemason conspiracies.
This is a piece from Fraternal Ties, the blog page, and this brother makes some great neckties, a few of which I own. He also has a blog and reports some great little pieces. One of them was this. The number of the beast, the number of a man. May 24th, 2012. Could it be possible that the Book of Revelation is referring to the code of carbon-based material, aka life? First, let's consider a few words from the Holy Scripture. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Revelation 13:18. Now let's consider the basic scientific fact. Carbon forms the backbone of biology for all of life on Earth. Let's take a closer look at this backbone of biology. There are 6 protons, 6 electrons, and 6 neutrons in the carbon atom. 666, or 666. A brother told me that this idea is not far off, keeping in mind that many of our world's religions and cultures think of the material world as evil. Therefore, the beast could refer to our material and physical desires, passions that must be kept within due bounds with the help of the compass. Could this be just another coincidence? Or is it possible that the things that we're just beginning to comprehend have been known to the ancients? Maybe so. Or maybe this is just another one of my silly musings. JPG, Doric, number 316. This week's famous Freemason is John Steinbeck, born February 27th, 1902, passed to the Grand Lodge on High December 20th, 1968. John Ernest Steinbeck was an American writer. He wrote the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel The Grapes of Wrath, published in 1939, and the novella Of Mice and Men, published in 1937. In all, he wrote 25 books, including 16 novels, 6 nonfiction books, and several collections of short stories. In 1962, Steinbeck received the Nobel Prize for Literature. Steinbeck was the hero of The Winter of Our Discontent. Reveal his Templar sword and uniform. While in the East of Eden in 1952, the main character, Adam Trask, is mentioned as becoming a Freemason later in life. He was initiated March 1, 1929, passed to the degree of Fellowcraft April 12, 1929, and raised on May 24, 1929. Salinas Lodge, number 204. That's it for this week. Please find the show on Facebook and like us. Follow the show on Twitter at Whence Came You, and visit the website for links to our Android and Apple apps, which let you listen streaming and give you bonus content. You can check us out on Stitcher Radio as well. And of course, streaming, no wasted storage. Also, we have our video pages on YouTube and Vimeo. Just search for Whence Came You. Also, if you like to support Masonic friends and their businesses, check out Brother Todd E. Creason's blog, From Labor to Refreshment, and his many books. And of course, the Midnight Freemasons. Pocono Pens for some great handcrafted pens. And as mentioned before, Fraternal Ties for some outstanding and very well-crafted Masonic neckties. Until next week, be well. For Whence Came You? I'm Robert Johnson.